Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the resurrection of Jesus, the resurrection of our own life that he brings to us as we die to self and live with Christ. And today we wrap up the broadcast part of the week with resurrection hope. And this idea, this belief, this truth, that hope in the resurrection of Jesus, belief in the resurrection of Jesus, acceptance of him as our resurrection should fill us with a great hope for the future. Not just the next week, the next month, the next year, the next decade, but for our eternal future. Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." It's that birth that we have in Christ. It's that resurrection from our deadness that we have in Christ that is a living hope. A hope that's only possible, only ushered into our life because of the power of the resurrection. And so we live life differently. We live life not only with this great hope. The Bible talks about the sorrow that we feel when loved ones pass away, when their life on this earth ends. It acknowledges that there is a natural grief that takes place, but he says that we grieve not as those without hope, but rather as those with great hope. Because we know that this life isn't it. That this life is temporary for all of us. And to achieve something greater, something more, we must be found in Christ. And so this morning, as we talk and as we pray, we'll consider what that looks like to live with such great hope. As I've mentioned, it ought to change the way we view physical death. But it also ought to change the way we view the unpleasant struggles of life. We have them, right? It's not just me, I'm sure. Sickness, disease, brokenness physically, brokenness emotionally, but brokenness in relationships. Those things that cause struggle in our life, cause heartache, that can become very discouraging. If that's all there is. And one of the difficulties with chronic illness of any kind is that it's easy to begin to believe and to convince ourselves that this is all there is. Years ago, in my early 20s, I was very sick. I would sleep 20 hours a day plus and constantly be in pain. And even in those few hours that I would be awake, I would be so exhausted. And this went on for multiple years, and I kept thinking, this is all there is to life? Yeah, what's the point? And in the midst of that, God brought our daughter into our life and began to teach me about this resurrection hope. that even in our struggles, and sometimes because of our struggles, we have great value and great purpose. And as overwhelming as our struggles seem, and not to diminish them in any sense at all, because they are real and they are overwhelming. But when we experience this great hope that we have in Christ, a hope that far outshines the temporary nature of this world, we begin to see that we have much to praise God about. We begin to look beyond ourselves to the things that God does in us and through us, in spite of our frailty, in spite of our weakness, in spite of our struggles, and oftentimes because of them. I think of Paul praying that his thorn in the flesh would be removed from him, and God telling him eventually, after he continued to pray, that God's grace was sufficient. It was enough. It would get him through. And so Paul writes, and he describes and talks about his light and momentary afflictions are nothing compared to the surpassing glory and riches of being found in Christ Jesus. You see, that's the hope that we have as Christians. That's the hope that we have as those who have been buried with Christ, that we live and rise with Christ. And it's not simply at that act of immersion that we are buried in that water and we rise up to live a new life. It's every day. It's for eternity. That our death to self and that our life in Christ makes us new now and will make us fully new in that final resurrection of the dead, when the dead in Christ will be raised from their graves, and those who are still alive will be caught up together with them in the air, and together all of us will be with Christ. You see, the hope of the resurrection says that I have something better coming. The hope of the resurrection says that I have value even as I wait. The hope of the resurrection says I have purpose even in my suffering. And whether your suffering is due to health, whether it's due to job loss, whether it's due to finances, whether it's due to relationships and people that have abandoned you, whether it's due to your own poor decisions, whether it's no fault of yours at all, God says, in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of this world's hopelessness, we have great hope, and that we can praise God because of the resurrection that we have, because of the new life that is ours through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today, as we pray, ask God to help you. Learn to praise in the storms. Learn to look beyond the now and into eternity. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And in your love, you could see our despair and our weakness, our discouragement, in our struggles. Things brought upon us through the process of sin, whether it's our own sin, the sin of others, the sin in this world, things that we experience because we've been living separate from you. And we need your presence in our life, not just as individuals, but as families, as church congregations, as communities, as nations. We need your presence and an acknowledgement of your presence and obedience to your presence to fill us with that living hope, that great hope that says there is power over these struggles, a power great enough that it overcomes death itself. And so God, today, help us to praise you in the midst of our storms. Help us to praise you because we know that you have not forsaken nor abandoned us, that you suffer with us, you acknowledge and help us in our weakness, and Father, that you waste nothing, you use the struggles that we have to teach us, to train us, to shape us, to recognize it's not all about us and that you use them to help others. That in our weakness you can be seen as strong. So Father, today help us to be mindful of the struggles that others go through. Help us to be more aware of how our experience can help them endure, can help them to know and find the hope that is in Christ. Father, today as we live life, may we live with our eyes fixed on Jesus, but also with eyes that see the people around us. Eyes that see how you've called us to serve and to share and to witness and to love. Father, may we live differently today because we have been reminded that we have a living hope. May we live differently today because we've been reminded that we have been resurrected from the deadness of sin. May we live differently today because we've been reminded that this resurrection of the dead is for all who would put their faith in you, who would come to you through the blood of Jesus, who would have our sins washed away, who would be made right, not by our own goodness, our own works, our own might, but by the power of Jesus, the power of your Spirit working within us. And as we live and praise you with that great hope, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.